They would frequently die and never live to be an adult chicken. Mm-hmm. But the little pig, as it grew older, we'd have to put it in a pen with the rest of them. But I went to this little tiny thing just running out and playing. Of course, we had always had lots of dogs and cats and those things, but they were always outdoors. They were never allowed in the house.
Mm-hmm. Did you keep any particular kinds of dogs?
Just Heinz 57.
Just mixed.
Just mixed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you fish?
No.
You know anything about
the... No, I know nothing about fish,
mm-hmm.
really.
What about the worms that they used to fish? Do you know what kind of...
The old earthworms. We loved them. Wherever you dug, you'd frequently find those, and they were fun just to hold in your hand and let them wiggle around. They were fun to play with, but no, we never used them as fish bait.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about some bugs, like the ones that fly around and light up in the evening?
Oh, that was so much fun, catching the lightning bugs. Of course, you gathered, you got a jar with holes punched in the top, and you would chase and chase and chase and chase for lightning bugs. And, of course, several children would see who could get the most. And then when we finished, we just open the jar and leave it outside and let them go. But we'd catch them, put them in the jar with a lid on them, to see who could catch the most. They were fun.
What about a bug that lives around the water, creeks and things? I think they eat the mosquitoes. They're long. They have wings. They're pretty colors, like blue and green.
What we call little, I guess the same thing you're thinking about, dragonfly.
Mm-hmm.
It would fly with big wings and we'd mm-hmm. see them, but we never knew to bother with them.
Mm-hmm.
We never knew that much about them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what about children, like when children were born? Were you born in a hospital or at home or?
No, in our day and time, no child was born in a hospital. We were all born at home, and usually a member of the family would come in and act as a midwife. Sometimes there were registered midwives available, but Mother Nature just took care of everything. Mother Nature did the birthing of the child,
mm-hmm.
and a member of the family would come in to help carry on the food, preparation of foods, and bathing the mother and taking care of the baby and so forth until the mother was able to be up and on her feet and take care of them, along with the help of the older children.
Mm-hmm.
So the older children learned to do a lot there to help.
Mm-hmm. Did many of them die? Or?
You know, I don't remember hearing of many deaths at all. In mm-hmm. fact, none. There may have been some that I actually didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I had an experience later on in my training. I had my obstetrical training in Philadelphia, lying in the hospital in Philadelphia. And the obstetrician was the most thoughtful thing in the world. He was an older man. And we felt our duty to go in the labor room with the patient and watch her progress on up to time to deliver. And we were not to take her into that delivery room 5 minutes too early or 5 minutes too late. And that's very unpredictable and hard to predict. But anyhow, then we scrubbed and went in to help the obstetrician deliver the baby. And then he had a policy that we helped him deliver 25 babies. And then, if at all possible, he stood back and let us deliver.
Hmm.
We ironed the pelvis, we rotated the head, the cord, we cut it, and sometimes it was wrapped around, you had to cut it beforehand. He always did episiotomies. Mm-hmm. We were not allowed to do episiotomies. But in order to iron that pelvis, rotate that head, get that cord, get free the neck and all this way, and get the shoulder and everything out, was quite helpful because